As our world spins seemingly out of control, we are all experiencing time speeding up, chaos shifting into a new level, and a yearning to know the greater mysteries of the universe. What does it all mean? Timeless spiritual wisdom and dialogue offer the point of stability to navigate these extraordinary times. Join visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra as they explore these mysteries and assist you to open your mind, body, and spirit to the paradigms that are shifting. Sri and Kira Live offers fresh perspectives balancing ancient wisdom and deep connection with day-to-day living. Prepare for lively conversation, live chat, and answers to your questions. Meet intriguing guests as you experience timely revelations for your journey. Humanity has called forth this moment in our collective history. What we do with it and how we move forward is our choice. Enjoy experiencing positive, passionate action with the mystical couple of our time. And now, here are Sri and Kira.
Stay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
We are delighted to be with you today, and we are delighted just to be.
Oh, well, you know, Sri, we are. And, you know, guys, we are jumping into it. What is spiritual revolution? What is going on the planet? I mean, let's just take a momentary recap. We've got the Ukraine. Enough said.
Yeah.
We've got Venezuela. We've got Thailand, which Sri and I were in Thailand with a beautiful group of people back in November when that started, and it's still going on. We've got what is going on in Egypt. There is so much bubbling in the United States. You've got Ron Paul suing Obama over the NSA.
Yay.
Rand Paul, excuse me. We have so much happening. So, you know, Sri, I guess my first question is, how do you get from density into spiritual revolution, and what the heck?
Yeah, it's a wild and crazy time. And
I mean,
so,
are you guys as dizzy as I am just from saying all of that?
You know, it's important to, when we're looking at learning, when we're looking to cultivate our consciousness, it's important to know what you have and what you don't have. Sometimes we learn by contrast. Sometimes we don't appreciate what we have until it's gone.
Oh, well, that's so true. You know, I love that. And I just have to share that when we look at revolution, you know, so many things come forward around that. And that is a, you know, that's a charged word, the revolution, the R word. and here's something I just have to say. Sri's looking at me going, Kira, shut up.
But, no, but, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Yeah,
there's a lot to say.
There's just
a lot going on here.
And, you know, but the one thing I want to share is, you know, here we are. We're in the last week of February 2014, and we're seeing this revolution as Mercury is just starting to return and come out of retrograde. Remember, Mercury's going to come out of retrograde on Friday the 28th. So we're in this momentum, this re-energizing, this revolutionary momentum.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I, by way of context, because I've got a couple of little things in the back of my mind that I want to share today, because I believe humanity is teeter-tottering in a dramatic way. And in fact, what's going on, the forces that are expressing through humanity are already at play. You know, some people joke around and say, oh, there's a holy war.
Well, there is. I don't know that that's a joke.
Okay, but they say it lightheartedly. To me, that sounds very, very heavy and intense.
Yeah, no, I got you. It's not like it's the Crusades.
No.
Although it could be.
Or there's the Illuminati expressing
right.
through those in control, those who have and those that have not. Or as George Carlin said, it's a big club and you're not in it.
Oh, boy, did he say that. I'll never forget that. And he said he wasn't in it either.
That's
just,
right.
Just to make that point.
You know, and so I think it's important for us to recognize, even though we gravitate toward more spiritual topics, toward understanding our experiences through the lenses of love, through upliftment, through evolution.
Well, and Sri, I've got to interrupt, and through the refined definitions of that, because there's so much manipulation. You know, here we are at the end of this huge Kali Yuga. Everything is being manipulated.
Well, it is, but the piece that I want to kind of get across is we're straddling value systems. We're straddling dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
We are straddling evolutionary choices. places. And all that straddling hurts.
Yeah, of course it does.
Physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I'm giggling in one way, in one respect, because I remember several years ago, Archangel Zadkiel delivered a archangelic message that basically said, if you sit on the fence long enough, you're going to hurt.
You're going to get burned.
You're going to get some burn, and it's in an area that isn't too fun. And really, look at what's happening. You know, we're seeing this buildup, this revolutionary energy. And it's also like it's been pent up for a long time. You know, there's so much going on. We, Sri and I were recently talking to a gentleman here in Guatemala who had just returned from Spain, and he's a Guatemalan. And it used to be years ago that if you were a Guatemalan and you went to Spain, it was for a greater opportunity. It was for a better economy. He was in Spain for 3 months and came back. And this is a fairly well-to-do man who said it is better here. And that was quite an interesting and eye-opening statement.
And what he was referring to when he said it's better here in Guatemala is there's more employment opportunity, the economy is more stable,
right,
and the government is more stable. And,
right,
and that seems surprising at times when
it
we
does.
Think of Central American governments. And yet what's going on in Spain is truly
revolutionary.
Well,
in many ways,
huge amounts of unemployment, huge depreciation in property values.
Right.
The establishment is suffering, and the students are on the streets.
So, you know, I want to just say for those of you that are tuning in and saying, okay, where are you guys going with this show? Let me share with you that we've got a huge show here, and we're going to cram it all into this hour, I promise. And we've got tons of people already in the queue because, as you know, we are here to take your live questions, receive your comments, offer you some mini soul readings. And so part of the revolution, Sri, is we're modeling it. We're modeling a revolution in interaction.
Absolutely. And we are living in two different zones simultaneously.
Very true.
And I was going to use the word we're living in two different dimensions.
Well, we are.
But in fact, we're anchored in one dimension, but we interact in the other.
Well
now,
said.
Now consider that, people, that if your heart is open, if you are lifting into your ascended consciousness, your ascended energy, then you're saying, I choose to anchor, to live an ascended life.
Yes.
And yet my body, my car, my bank account are still in this third dimensional conflictual reality.
Right, right.
And that's the edge. That's where we get caught at
mm-hmm.
times,
that's
because
true.
The more we interact with that third dimensional reality, the more it hypnotizes us back to sleep.
Yes. That's really very, very true.
And the tools of that reality, all of the tools we've learned at our mother's knee, at our government's knee, the tools of the third
government's knee. I'm sorry, Sri. That's just the thought of that makes me, I don't know.
Well, the government tends to make you kneel a little bit from time
true.
To time.
No comment.
And so the tools that we learn from third dimensional reality will not ever lift us out of it.
That's for sure.
And as Einstein said, the solution is never found at the level of consciousness that's created the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so to kind of bring this back to world events, I remember when you and I were planning our trip to Egypt a couple of years ago, and Arab Spring had happened that year.
Right.
And the whole notion of the uprising mm-hmm. at the square and the people saying, we've had enough of this government, throw the guy out. Now consider that energy for a moment. We've had enough of this, throw the guy out. But they did not have a new leader to replace him with.
Well, you know, I want to move to a caller. And before we do, we want to introduce one concept. And that's the concept of the leaderless revolution. And I think we should get back to that after we take a caller.
Okay. So just before we go away, consider for a moment that we are our own leaders.
Exactly.
And how do we create a society that can support that? Let that cook in the back of your mind, because we've got callers standing by, and we're going to begin with Deborah. Welcome to the show, Deborah.
Namaste, Deborah. Welcome.
Hi. I'm so excited to be talking with you two. I feel like I'm right there with you.
Oh, well, I'm so glad, because you certainly feel that way. It's like your love and your buoyancy are coming right through the phone.
Oh, thanks. I'm so excited. Anyway, I'd love a soul reading if I could, because I'm wondering if I came here for more than I'm living within this whole paradigm. You know, sort of like a message for my highest good or something.
I'm with you. Deborah, I have to ask you, and forgive me for asking, how old are you right now?
62.
Okay. You've got a lot going on right now, actually, that's going to start expanding. And the reason I asked was I kept hearing number nine, and that means your 63rd year. You're coming up on a nine. You're an eight transiting into a nine right now. And so what's exciting for you is that it's part of why you're asking the question. Deep down, you already know this shift is upon you. And the answer isn't, it's funny. It's really beautiful. Archangel Raphael is standing right there and looking at you and saying, it's not, do you have something greater to do? It's that you have something more to do with what you have. It's like an expansion of who you are that will free you. And I'm watching Raphael literally, I don't want to say rip open your heart, but it's like your hands are in front of your chest and you're ripping it open, and there's this huge golden winged, it's stunning, like a chariot. And they're saying that get ready to fly, because that's what's coming for you, and you're already manifesting it right now. So definitely pay attention to your connections. You're in your own personal revolution, so I'm glad you called today. Many blessings, Deborah. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you both. Thanks.
Thank you, sweetheart. Namaste.
Well, you know, I love this whole idea of revolution, because one of the themes that so many people talk about is evolution.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning that progressive step-by-step enhancement. And while it's true that we evolve as individuals because we learn little by little, true change is always revolutionary. It's a whole shift in context.
So true.
Because evolution brings the past into the future. Evolution is saying, let's not forget all the steps. And I'm not suggesting we need a revolution or an evolution. What I am saying is that we must pay attention. What is called for? What is our motive? What are we seeking? You know, and back to that Arab Spring.
Yeah.
Back to Egypt. You know, when that first happened, I was watching the news. I was looking at this uprising and the people's energy. There was so much frustration.
Yeah, pent up, like a pent up.
There had been decades or years of anger, years of restriction, and yet Egypt had been orderly.
Well, and productive and profitable as far as, you know, tourism was flourishing. People felt stable. Yet there was that underlying current.
And then in many dictatorships, there is a stability in the country.
Well, look at Iraq.
It certainly. And that stability, while there may be moral and ethical issues.
Well, not maybe. There always are.
Okay. However, there's a structure in place. And that's the point I want to make, because one of the things I learned as a psychologist is that when raising children, it's up to the parents to set the limits.
Yes.
It's up to the parents to set the boundaries. And when you set boundaries, think of it as the analogy of a playpen. When you have a playpen in the yard, the child must learn to express its creativity within the walls of the playpen, right?
Very true.
So there was a famous psychologist who once coined this phrase, the parent's job is to set the boundaries, the children's job is to provide initiative, meaning to express within the boundaries. Well, look what happened in Egypt. The structures were there, and all of this initiative showed up. This energy of the uprising saying, we don't like our parent. We don't like our dictator. And so they tore down the walls, so to speak, of the government, asking for a new constitution, asking for new leadership. And yet it was a leaderless revolution. There was a faction with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, but you know, I got to jump in, because not only that, but look at the Anonymous movement.
Same thing.
Okay, look at Occupy Wall Street. You know,
well, let's just go there for a moment.
Okay, well, we can. And I want to get to some more callers in a minute, too, because the reality is that when Occupy Wall Street was moving, when the Anonymous movement was going, what happened was part of the reason that it's kind of, I'm not going to say it's gone away, because it's certainly there, is that there was not the ability to be able to have an organized or a coming together as a unit. And then you had lots of copycats or people who started doing things that took away from the movement.
What Anonymous offered was a big list of what they didn't like,
right,
without offering a structure that would give them what they did want.
Well, and you know, as youth, right, and I know in our generation, as a matter of fact, we're going to even play a song for you guys in just a minute. One of the things is structure, right? Just the word structure. So the key is, I don't know if it's even the word structure so much as the ability to be cohesive.
The ability to be cohesive provides a direction. And usually we look to our leaders for that. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that was remarkable a few years ago was when Barack Obama was running for president the first time.
Right.
And there was this emergence of leadership near, you know, just in the final months before the election, as everything was lining up to support Barack Obama.
It was
Obama.
A revolution.
It was a revolutionary
Absolutely.
Moment.
Yes.
And yet people were inspired by hope,
yes,
and trust. And here's the bitter lesson of that. Here's the same. It was just like Arab Spring. There was all this energy and uprising, only this time it was based on hope and the promise of something new. Yet this political structure
the
in the
structure,
United States,
exactly,
was the same stodgy structure.
Correct.
That then took over the scene. And it reminded me again of that song by The Who, you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Well, so true. And before we meet any bosses, let's meet our next caller. And our next caller is another Deborah. This Deborah's from Walnut, California. Hey, Deborah, welcome to Shrink Here Live.
Hi, I'm sorry, I'm the same one.
Okay.
You're Deborah who answered earlier, who we just did a reading for?
Yes.
We have you online, too, we're looking for.
Okay. Well, then let's go to Myra from Minnesota. Myra, are you there on line three?
I am.
Thank Hi, Myra. You. Welcome.
Oh. Hi. I'm so grateful for the work that both of you do. Thank you for taking my call. I, too, was just interested in a mini soul reading, if that would be a possibility.
Of course it's a possibility. And how is it up in Minnesota? I know you guys have been getting lots of storms.
It's very cold.
Well, there you have it.
There we go. And all right, guys, Myra gave you the report. It is cold. Well, beautiful ones. Beautiful one. Go ahead and bring your hand to your heart. And I want you to take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. Because when I connect with you, when I connect with the energy of you, what I'm receiving is this opportunity to be relaxed. In other words, everything that's coming around in and around you says, just relax, just relax, just relax. It's funny, they keep saying relax, rewind, and be. Relax, rewind, and be. And so the mini soul reading is really saying to you, you're doing great. And that it's important for you to keep focused. When you lose your focus, you lose your sense of ability to feel good about what you're doing. So stay focused on what you really want, knowing that you have the ability to manifest it as long as you stay relaxed. So I want you to just breathe in again, take a deep breath, and relax and feel those shoulders. And, you know, honestly, if I was to give you a spiritual prescription, I'd say go get a massage. And so it is. Thank you for calling us, my love.
Thank you, Kira. Namaste.
Thank you, sweetheart. Namaste.
Well, I love the idea of going and getting a massage.
Well, so do I. Let's do it.
We'll just close early.
Really?
You know, coming back, there's so much to talk about, and I just want to play with this one phrase one time, one more time, actually, and that's the notion of revolution.
Yeah.
You know, so often people get frustrated with what they it's what's going on, that they the energy buildup inside them just says, no more.
Right.
You know, remember that movie Network? You know, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not
going to take it anymore. I'm throwing my TV out the window.
And,
I do remember.
And once again, there was an activistic message in that movie that was powerful
and true. Revolutionary. And, you know, the key is we have been on the cusp of revolution for a long time, yet everything's manifesting right now in the world of density. And the key is if it's manifesting in the world in density, then how is it manifesting in the world of spirit? And we're going to be spending virtually the entire second half of the show talking about that, because it's important to understand all of these aspects of revolution. You know, so far, we've talked about the one definition of revolution, which is people coming together to enact a change, right? Coming together and saying, I've had enough, I'm going to enact a change. Yet, beloved ones, I want you to really take this next in. If you go look up revolution, there's a second definition. And this other definition of revolution, we find from a spiritual perspective to be much more powerful. And it's simply this: a revolution is the complete turn of a cycle that brings you right back where you started. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to take that in. Think about it. A revolution. What is one calendar year? It is a revolution around the sun. And so what is revolution? And when you apply that principle to density, look at Egypt. Right now, we're at a point where it's highly possible that the military is going to be back in control, that, you know, Hosni Mubarak is kind of coming back in a different face. And so we're in this revolutionary experience of our planet.
And so, you know, many people realize they have energy, that they need a change, they want a change, and yet some of the more enlightened ones recognize, I'm not sure how we're going to get this change.
Right,
yet
right.
I still need to, you know, fill out a, get a sign and march in the streets.
Right.
And so we want to play a song for you that it, recognizes both the energy of a time when revolution was expressing. Only it was a time associated with the Vietnam War,
right,
in that era.
Now, for those of you that are old enough to remember, this song is by The Who and written by Pete Townsend. And for those of you that aren't old enough to remember, we hope you enjoy it.
And it's actually a clip. It's not the whole song, but there's a few lyrics in there that represent the psychology both then and now. And I think you'll find it timely and fun. So get ready. Let's have a little rock and roll.
All right.
Liberated from the bullet song. In the world.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Okay. So take me back. And, you know, Sri, that is such a powerful clip from that song. And, you know, guys, the full song is 8 minutes. So we, you know, for those of you that went, hey, you kind of cut and clip that at the end, there was, we did that for a reason.
We did. Because, you know, one of the things that was brilliant in that era, and especially Peter Townsend and The Who, was the intelligence in the lyrics. There was the youthful expression of energy, of celebration, of the demand for change, yet the recognition that whoever was in charge would decide who was right or wrong.
Right.
And that the new boss was a lot like the old boss.
Well, and I love the fact that, you know, right before the song, we were talking about that second definition of revolution, the one we really want to start looking at, which is that, you know, turning of the cycle and coming right back where you began. And I love that where they say, you know, I'll pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. I'll get on my knees and pray that we don't get fooled again.
Now
that's powerful.
It is very powerful because it's assuming that someone else is leading us in
right.
this structure.
Right.
And that's a fundamental element in human psychology is the need for a parent, a need for the leader.
Well, and what's that old saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And how many times have we allowed these paradigms to perpetuate, you know, cycle after cycle after cycle after cycle? And this is why, from the perspective of density, revolution, I love that second definition. I got to say it again. It's the turning of a cycle that brings you right back where you began.
And so consider for a moment, I want to offer two quick perspectives on revolution, and then we'll jump to our lines again.
Let's do it.
Talk to some callers. The first is the revolution brings you right back to where you started from, which means that humanity is going to go through some repetitive cycles,
right,
which include war, dogma, oppression and the heavy energies that come from these learnings, from these fundamental expressions of separateness and fear.
Well, everything that we're seeing all around the world right now. I mean, and we're just, you know, look at it. I mean, we're just popcorning revolution all over the planet.
And fundamentalism and the factions that are going on.
Not even going there. I mean, guys, this is the same week that Arizona passed the law that says that people can deny service if you're gay based upon the fact of their own religious belief.
Sounds a lot like a bigotry in action.
I'm getting concerned that we're getting back to the Inquisition, but that's all
yes.
other show.
Yeah. So now, bear in mind, that's one piece of the popcorn.
Right.
So you know when you hear the popcorn popping, there's pop, 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 pop.
Sure, he loves popcorn, some guys. You got to forgive him.
Some of these kernels are a little bitter.
Some of them stick to the pan, dude.
But there's also some other things popping, and this is the other piece about revolution. You are a revolution unto yourself.
Indeed.
If you are able to allow your consciousness to shift so that you can loosen your grip on third dimensional paradigms, then you experience a personal revolution.
That's very true.
And that revolution requires that you surrender the structures that were keeping you stuck.
Uh-oh. No, that's where the big fear comes in.
Fear comes in.
All right, so let's leave that there right now.
Well, we're going to come back to that more than once.
We're going to come back to that, but before we do, let's jump to the phone lines and welcome Carol. Hey, Carol, welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, my favorite couple, my happy couple. Happy Sunday.
Oh, thank you. Namaste, beloved one. Right back to you.
Oh, thank you. I also would love a mini soul reading. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Now, Carol, where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
I love that. You know, I was feeling some of that East Coast energy. That's why I had to ask. What I can share with you is that, wow, fascinating. As I connect with you, they're saying, feel your feet, feel your hands, feel your head. And that for you right now, there is a very powerful anchoring of an energy that is lifting you up, that wants to lift you up. And that in order to anchor that, you need to really pay attention to your feet, really pay attention to them, pull energy up, pull it all through the body, feel it come out through the hands, because you also have this ability to offer. It's almost like I'm playing a piano right now. Sri's watching as my hands are kind of moving.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, and that's really going to offer you this anchoring. It's like they're saying, play the heartstrings of your soul out loud, sing with joy, dance and delight, touch the creative spirit, and allow the shift to be. And so it is.
Thank you so much. And by the way, I just went to pick up my piano. I have it in the back of my seat.
I love it. I love it. Well, that must be why I was sitting here playing the piano, because that is just going to do it for you, Carol. So thank you, Angel. I love it.
Thank you.
Many blessings. You know, having just touched into that New Jersey energy, I think before we take our station break, why don't we pop over to Arizona?
Oh, I love doing
and
that.
And take a caller from that state.
All right.
We have Leah standing by.
Well, hey, Leah. Namaste.
Hi, I am so happy to talk to you guys.
We're so happy to have you here.
Oh, I'm so happy. My mom's Patty Peterson. She's listening. She's getting me really excited that I'm on here. But
I'm so glad. Well, hi, Patty.
How may we serve you?
She says hi. Anyways, I was so geared up for 2014, so excited. It's going to be an amazing year. But then I spent January 1st on the couch on my back with a neck injury. And since then, every 2 weeks, I've had illnesses. And it's so rare for me. I've had just amazing health and abundance and everything. And I'm just looking for some insight into these current weird health issues.
Well, I'm really glad you called, and I'm going to let Sri share first, because he's, you know, as you know, goodness knows, one of the world's most amazing medical intuitives. So I'm glad you called.
And what I want to offer is more is kind of general, and I want you to see how this fits. When we start having accidents and injuries, what we're saying is it's time for a change. It's as if the body is calling for you to recognize that the pattern you're in is no longer serving your highest good.
And what I'm seeing around that, my love, is this. When I touch into your body, deep within your subconscious, I see this little girl crying, and she's saying, "Why don't you love me?" And so what your body is saying is, "Love me, love me, love me." Your body is asking you to love it even more. And it's almost like a kid throwing a tantrum saying, "Will you love me if I do this? Will you love me if I do that? Are you blaming me for this? Are you blaming me for that?" And so what I see, my love, is that within just a very few weeks, not months, within a very few weeks, not only are you going to be able to really love this energy to release itself, but your 2014 is still quite extraordinary. And isn't it perfect that as we went through this powerfully profound Mercury retrograde, your body went through its own little revolution, inviting you to reconnect, remember, and rejoice. Rejoice, Leah, because once this leaves, you're free, my angel, and you do have a wonderful year ahead of you. So thank you so much for calling. It's so good to connect with you, honey. Many blessings.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, my love. Feel our love around you.
You know, life is such an amazing teacher.
It's a revolution.
and I'll tell you what.
I love it.
The one thing that we do have so much control over is our perspectives.
So true.
And as we learn to shift perspectives, new opportunities become visible.
Isn't that the truth? And you know, Sri, it brings us back to the whole revolution thing, doesn't it?
We're going to get right back to that after this station break. So we're going to take a little moment and offer you some messages. Stand by, and we'll be right back.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriandKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self-Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self-Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self-Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's SriandKira.com.
Welcome back. We're so glad you're here.
And we are exploring revolution.
Spiritual revolution, baby. And that's where I want to go. That's where we're needing to be.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we talked about, the expression of that energy of revolution in our physical world, in our density world. And now we need to bring our attention to how to have your own revolution that brings us to joy, peace, love, and the kind of world.
Do you guys hear me holding my breath? Go ahead.
Go
ahead.
It's a good thing we don't have the camera on because we're sitting here laughing and smiling with each other.
I don't know. But, you know, really, Sri, the reason I was holding my breath is it's important to say, okay, we all live in this world of density. I think we got a good grip, and we talked a lot about during the first half of the show about density revolution and how that comes forward. And yet it is ironically through this kind of percolation, right? When we start percolating, when we have this own internal revolution, that it's through this percolation, or how about the repetitive cycles? You know, how many more times am I going to revisit that issue? Or how many times that we actually break through and open up the window for our spiritual revolution. So the two are tied together. And I just had to jump in and put my two cents on that.
Well, they are. And yet, when we commit to a turn on the merry-go-round, meaning when we say, okay, at the time of my choice, I'm choosing this lesson or this revolution, sometimes we can't get off that merry-go-round until it comes back up to 360 degrees again.
Well, that's true. Or because on the merry-go-round, I want the pony that goes up and down and has the pink thing on it. And if I don't have that one, I'm not getting on.
And so it's important to be mindful of our choices and our actions. Where are our attachments?
Now, I got to stop you right there because you said something really important. Our choices, our attachments, because at the precipice of all of this, we are extraordinarily powerful, creative beings. And that's the collective we. I'm talking about every being on the planet. And so we are constantly making these choices. So when we birth, because really it's like a birth, when we birth this internal spiritual revolution, what we're saying is, I have now made a choice to move on. I've done enough of the revolution of density. I've done enough of this, and I'm making a choice to move forward. And the reason you bring revolution energy with you into it is because it's familiar.
Well, you need the energy because we're about to make a choice that is contrary to our pattern.
Well, it's also contrary to most of the perceived paradigms.
So consider this for a moment. Everybody has a pattern. Everybody has their habits. Everybody has their predictability.
Right.
And there's something bubbling inside of us that says, I want more. I want freedom. I want peace.
Yeah.
I want love.
What is this
I
about?
Want the perfect partner,
exactly.
Et cetera.
Yeah,
and that yearning, that energy of that is saying, I wish to be more complete. Mm-hmm. Is prompting your inner revolution. And so once we understand that, then we must choose and take action.
Well, you know, Sri, I'm loving this because the reality is, in order to dive into the freedom, because that's what it takes. And isn't it interesting that most revolutions are held because we want freedom at
freedom.
Some level? All right.
Yes.
So in order to dive into your spiritual freedom through your spiritual revolution, you have to have commitment, tenacity, and a really strong recognition that you are enough and that you are ready to move forward, because the first taste of that freedom is not going to be so sweet. It's usually pretty sour. It usually is your the ones that you've been with, family, friends, coworkers.
You start losing those structures that you depended upon.
Because they're saying, hey, wait a minute, I want you to be a partner in pain with me over here. And how dare you get happy? How dare you think for yourself? Wow, that can be radical.
Uh-huh.
How dare you challenge the paradigm?
How dare you be irrational? How many?
Irrationally happy. We've had people tell Sri and I that before. You're irrationally happy.
You're unreasonable. Because we begin to trust something inside of ourselves that is not logical.
Right.
And when you can actually trust the illogical voice inside.
The illogical voice. I love that.
That one that we usually dismiss that's coming from
because
your heart.
Because it's illogical.
Yeah. Let's put the left brain in a box for a moment.
Oh, my God.
Because
so
it loves boxes.
I already hear it screaming.
And let that right brain come up and say, you know, what really brings me joy is, and you follow that voice for
absolutely.
A while.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when we begin to do that, it creates ripples of revolution throughout our structures.
Ooh, ripples of revolution throughout our structures. All right, hold that thought, Sri, because as you're saying that, I'm feeling the ripple of all these beautiful beings that are staying on hold. So let's say hello to a few of them.
Well, I think right now we are going to head over to California and say hi to Claire.
Namaste, Claire. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you. I would like a mini soul reading, and then I want to make a comment.
Okay. What would you like to make the comment first?
Okay. Both spiritually and physically, on all levels, whatever you define life as, is a continuing evolution and revolution at the same time.
That is very true. Yes. Yes, thank you for sharing that, because indeed we are constantly evolving through our revolution. That is very true.
And you know, it reminds me how often in our growth, there are times when we actually grieve for the loss of the structures that we've outgrown, for the people we've outgrown, and then we celebrate what's coming next.
That's true. Now, Claire, let me offer you that mini soul reading. And one of the things that's happening is as I'm connecting with you, it's funny, they're putting my hands right over my eyes. So I'm sitting here right now with my hands over my eyes. And they're saying, no one needs eyes to see, especially you. And that if I took my thumbs and also put them into my ears, they're saying that when the eyes are closed and the ears are available to the silence, the depth of your core will reveal itself with even greater presence. And that there's this gift for you about being silently present and silently active, meaning that there is an action. It's interesting. They keep using the word active. It's like an action that comes forward for you. And they're saying, just take this practice, put the hands on the eyes, the thumbs in the ears, breathe and relax and dive into the core. And from there, the wisdom will guide you. And so it is. Thank you so much for holding and for being with us today. Namaste, Claire.
Infinite blessings and grace.
Thank you, my love, and you.
You know, I'm always delighted as we're able to connect with callers and feel into their unique contribution mm-hmm. to this web, this fabric that we all share.
And I have to say that, you know, my beloved Sri, as I'm staring at him, he has learned over the years not to question when I start moving my hands or my body into strange contortions. So thank you, my love.
She responds to energy, I'll tell you that. You know, we have another caller from California standing by. So let's say hi to Rachel.
Hi, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste. I was just wondering if I could have a mini soul reading, please.
Of course you can, and welcome to the show. You know, it's funny, as I'm connecting with you, I feel my body, it's like I'm half submerged in water, but yet I'm doing a hula. And so my arms are out, and my waist and my hips are moving. And what's happening is they're saying that movement, movement, movement. And what they're talking about is not so much physical movement as movement of your divine nature. That for you, standing still never serves you. That it's very, very important to constantly be expressing things and expanding things, and to make sure right now that you're not stagnant. And that for you, your warning sign, if you were, and it's funny, they're showing me like one of those little, you know, yellow caution signs. They're saying your warning sign is when you feel stagnant. That anytime it feels like it's not something that challenges you to grow, something that you enjoy growing or working with, that that's the moment for you to know that you're getting a clear sign from the universe. And so as I'm sitting here doing my hula and feeling the gift of water, that's the other thing for you. It's water, 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 drink water, get in water, be with water, put a fountain in your bedroom if you don't have one, and allow that to also constantly be moving and allowing your energy to flow. Because you have a lot of flow around you as long as you watch the warning signs. And so thank you so much for joining us today. We're delighted to have you with us.
Thanks. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. You bet, honey. Namaste. So, Sri, you were talking about those ripples right before.
The ripples of revolution.
Well, and this reading just reminded me of it.
Well, you know, it's one of those paradoxes that we all confront. And I remember back in school, in physics class, they say light is a wave, but light is a particle. Mm-hmm. You know, and it, consider
make
the,
up your mind.
Consider the paradox. Is light a wave, or is light a series of particles? And I'm not going to answer that question.
I hope not.
What I am going to say is that we exist as energy, yet we use structure to form experiences.
Well, you know, that's true. And because of that, we're constantly, and, you know, our caller earlier, Claire, said it, you know, we're evolving through our revolution. That is true. And what's more important to look at in this very moment in the context of our show is simply, as you are igniting your spiritual revolution, what is your goal? See, that's the key. That's where you have to separate from, for example, we talked earlier about how the Anonymous movement had everything they didn't want, but
right.
What did they want?
Right. Are you running from something, or are you running towards something?
Exactly. You know, we had a person send us a written question that basically said, well, you know, well, how do I know where to live? How do I determine where to live for the growth of my soul or the development of my soul? And, you know, the first answer to that is, well, wherever you go, there you are. You know, and I think we've heard that
exactly.
One before.
You're going to be carrying your issues with you no matter
where you are.
And where's your joy?
Well, and see, that's the key, is that you want to be where, I think about the caller we were just speaking with, you know, you want to be where you're being supported. You want to know what you want, because what is the outcome of a successful revolution? That the intended goal is met and sustained, and that everyone benefits. So if you bring that to yourself, right, what would be the goal of your personal spiritual revolution? It would be that you would wind up where you want to be based upon your culminating experiences or the experiences you've had in this lifetime that bring you a sense of peace, love, joy, and allows others to witness that through your presence so that they can be free to do the same.
And sometimes we have to put in place some structures. I'm going to call those structures spiritual practices.
Right.
Because those practices support our tenacity.
Yes.
They keep us moving forward. And as we incorporate spiritual practice, as we incorporate a greater capacity to love and to flow,
right,
we then find the need for structure becomes less and less. That's
yes.
Part of the evolution-revolution syndrome, you might say.
The syndrome, I love it. And so, you know, that's one of the things that's important is where are you going, my loves? What is that revolution inside of you birthing? What is your goal of your personal spiritual revolution? You know, you're listening to our show, so I know you're an awake being. I know that your heart is calling. I know that you are deep down within at some level or all levels, you already get it. You are living an extraordinary life. And that doesn't mean that every moment from the density perspective is extraordinary. It does mean that you're living an extraordinary life because you're here now. And you're growing and you're expanding. And if you're not clear on what you want from your personal spiritual revolution, then it's time to get clear. And the universe is supporting that, especially this last week of February.
Well, and especially right now in this whole period that we're
in. Oh, my goodness.
Is that the bubbling energy within you is calling forth a reminder that you are at choice. Get clear about your choices. Every once in a while, the universe will say, "Are you sure? Are you sure?"
No, not every once in a while, constantly.
and keep on walking.
So true.
And listen, we have time for a couple of callers still,
I believe.
Well,
we've been in California, so why don't we go over to the East Coast, right?
All right. I think our next caller in the lineup is Lorraine from Maine.
I love that. Namaste, Lorraine. Welcome.
Hi. Your show already has been really helpful for me.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to make a comment and also ask for some guidance. This past retrograde has been really challenging for me. And I have really come down into a place that I haven't visited in a long time. And I have so much I could say, but I'm kind of choked up. But if you could offer some clarity or tell me what my soul would like me to do, how to move forward from here.
Oh, first of all, sweetheart, I want to say thank you for being so beautiful and for sharing your heart with us. Sri and I are just sitting here so tender and loving you. And please feel our energy through your hands right now. I want you to put your hands on your heart. And as you put your hand on your heart, I want you to feel the minute I connected with you, my entire crown started tingling. I mean, literally, my crown energy is tingling. And the message for you is coming in from the Archangel Michael. And Michael is saying to you, my beloved one, this has not been a test. This has been a culmination. This time for you will soon be only a memory, and you are ready to be lifted and to fly once more. Remember that which has sustained you, and remember who you are with truth and presence. For your love, your tenacity, and your ability to see beyond will carry you forward to ways your mind cannot yet know. And then he's right now waving this huge crystalline sword, like right around your crown. I think that's why my crown is tingling so much. And he's saying, all you need do when you feel that you can take no more is, and I've got my left hand up in the air right now, and you know, put your left hand up, pretend like you're holding a sword. I want you to feel that sword of Michael and wave it around in the air. And he says, all you need to do is cut that which seeks to keep you from your truth, and you are free. I am with you, all is well. And so it is, my love. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so as we are sitting here enjoying the visual, the energy, and the recognition that every caller brings a truth for all of us.
You know, that is always so true. Every show, we get tons of emails after the show from people that always say, every one of those questions could have been my question. And that's such a gift.
And it's important to recognize that we live in a paradoxical existence.
Yes.
And while part of us is suffering, another part of us is delighting with the opportunity that is being cooked. You know, it's being cooked up, so to speak. It's on the stove. It's about to burst.
It's revolutionary stew.
It's revolutionary stew. And we have to learn to move into a place where we can have mercy on ourselves.
Well, you know, that is so important, because when we have mercy on ourselves, we relax. And we finally can connect with what it is that we truly want to manifest. You know, where did you start believing that you cannot manifest from your deepest desires? Because it is your deepest desires that is that silent truth, that dismissible voice that's saying, this is the truth. Do not doubt.
And as you're clear on what you want to manifest, then we must cultivate that spiritual patience, that sense of I'm on my path, I'm on my way, and all is in divine timing.
And, you know, it truly is. And speaking of divine timing, we are excited. You know, next week, oh my goodness, it's March. And to celebrate and open up March, we're going to have our first guest of the 2014 season. And the show is going to be based on Gandhi's principles that you can always notice the consciousness of a country by the way they treat their animals. And so we're going to start bringing in some of the animal beings. And we have a wonderful guest with us, Terry Biskovich, who has done so much with animals. She has a magazine and other things. So make sure you join us next week.
And for those of you that have been standing by wanting to connect, we say thank you for your call. Thank you for your patience. If you would like to jot us an email with your question, we would be delighted to put you in the queue in that way. And you can send an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com.
That's just guest, G-U-E-S-T, at shriandkiraradio.com.
And alternatively, support@selfascension.com. And go ahead and send your question, and that way we can plan to include you in the show and reward you for your patience.
You know it. And so, beloved ones, as you allow yourself the gift of saying, I understand now my spiritual revolution, I know where I'm going, and I am ready, feel our heart and our love around you. Each week here at Shri and Kira Live, we have the joy of connecting with you. And until we have that joy again,
remember, all is truly well.
Namaste, beloved ones. Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.